Christ breaks down walls of prejudice. Jesus had begun to break down the partition wall between Jew and Gentile, and to preach salvation to the world. He mingled freely with the Samaritans and accepted the hospitality of this despised people. He slept under their roofs, ate with them at their tables, taught in their streets, and treated them with the utmost kindness and courtesy. In the temple at Jerusalem, a low wall separated the outer court from other portions of the sacred building. On this wall were inscriptions stating that none but Jews were allowed to pass this boundary. Had a Gentile presumed to enter the inner enclosure, he would have paid the penalty with his life. But Jesus, the originator of the temple, brought to the Gentiles the salvation which the Jews rejected. The disciples wondered at the conduct of Jesus. During the 2 days in Samaria, fidelity to him kept their prejudices under control, yet in heart they were unreconciled. They were slow to learn that contempt and hatred must give place to pity and sympathy. But after the Lord's ascension, his lessons came back to them with new meaning. They recalled the Savior's look, his words, the respect and tenderness of his bearing toward these despised strangers. When Peter went to preach in Samaria, he brought the same spirit into his work. When John was called to Ephesus and Smyrna, he remembered the experience at Shechem, and the divine teacher's own example. Those who call themselves the Savior's followers may despise and shun the outcast, but no circumstance of birth or nationality, no condition of life, can turn away his love from any soul, however sinful. The gospel invitation is to be given to all. At Jacob's well, Jesus did not neglect the opportunity of speaking to one woman, a stranger living in open sin. Often he began his lessons with only a few gathered about him, but one by one the passers-by paused to listen, until a multitude heard with wonder and awe the words of God through the heaven-sent teacher. There may be only one to hear the message from a worker for Christ today, but who can tell how far-reaching will be its influence? The Samaritan woman proved herself a more effective missionary than his own disciples. Through her, a whole city full were brought to hear the Savior. Every true disciple is born into the kingdom of God as a missionary. He who drinks of the living water becomes a fountain of life. The receiver becomes a giver. The grace of Christ in the soul is like a spring in the desert, refreshing all and making those who are ready to perish eager to drink of the water of life.